I call this special meeting of August 7th, 2018, to order at 4:02 p.m. Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll?
I will. Jim Sykes.
Here.
Matthew Beck will not be present. George McKee. Ted Leonard.
Here.
Dan Mayfield.
Here.
Barbara Doty.
Here.
Randall Kowalki.
Present.
You do have a quorum, presiding officer.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Are there any changes to the agenda from assembly members? Hearing and seeing none, the agenda is approved as presented. Mr. Spropoulos, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we've reached the audience participation item on the agenda. Anyone who wants to speak can have 3 minutes to testify, and there's a sign-up sheet in the back of the room. Is there anyone who wishes to speak under audience participation? Mr. Haberman.
My name is Eugene Carl Haberman. I represent myself. Follow the public process. The public process done appropriately. Decision made by the governing body is more likely in the public interest. I think the most important thing is to talk about the idea of you having meetings at this point in time. I'm not questioning your right to have meetings, but what's happening about connecting with the public? At the regular meeting you're having at 6 o'clock, until 1:50 this afternoon, I had difficulty finding it on the website, the packets. I talked to someone on the side this afternoon and was taking photographs, and they showed me a photograph from Facebook with the borough showing it posted August 3rd to 20 p.m. for a meeting of August 7th. I realize we're dealing with an emergency, with respect, and it's not business as usual. But you're handling these meetings as business as usual and connecting with the people. When you have an emergency such as this, and it's clear that with respect to the clerk and other people that are involved, it's difficult to get the information out and get the notices out. When you have that scenario, you need to extend the time frame, allowing to connect with the public and not do as business as usual and everything is right. So what we have here is, to give an example, the regular meeting tonight at 6 o'clock. There are many items on the agenda, and as you know, I've been involved in monitoring and checking websites. If I did not know until 1:50 this afternoon where this thing was hidden and it wasn't on the homepage, what about the rest of the community? And you know I'm really on top of things. So in all fairness to the public and the meeting that you're having tonight, on every decision you make tonight, you can now make that decision. You need to extend every public hearing, and even on the consent agenda, the items that you have only a place for 3 minutes. You cannot make a decision on that. And in closing, the thing is, I said in a previous meeting at the assembly last week, you are in an emergency, and what's happened here is this. Yeah, I see the communication I just got a couple of minutes before the start of the meeting by borough manager and passed down to the back, saying the expense of roughly to date $800,000 has already. Where has been the special meeting with the borough assembly? That should have happened by now, because who's approving what funds? The assembly approves the budget. Did you allocate this much money on a given sub for an emergency such as this? Obviously, I doubt you planned this thing. So you should have had an emergency meeting, dealt with the issue, get the full account up to date, and address that thing. But I didn't see any meeting addressing the scenario of approval of any monies. And you ignored my statement at the previous meeting about the fact as, were you moving, transferring money from one to the other? The assembly has a right to approve the budget. That closes my comment. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Haberman. The next item of business is the annual evaluation of the clerk. Executive sessions for subjects is for subjects that tend to prejudice the reputation and character of any person, provided the person may request a public discussion. And we're now at the item itself, the annual evaluation of the clerk. Madam Clerk, would you like to have your evaluation conducted in public or executive session?
Executive session, please.
Assemblymember Leonard, would you please move us into executive session?
Yes. I move to enter executive session into executive session for subjects that tend to prejudice the reputation and character of any perverse person, provided the person may request a public discussion, in particular to conduct the annual evaluation of the clerk. Those present during the executive session will be members of the Assembly and the clerk.
Thank you, Assemblymember Leonard. Is there any discussion or any objection? Hearing and seeing no objection, we will enter executive session at 4:08 p.m.
I move to exit executive session.
Is there any objection to moving out of executive session? Hearing and seeing none, we will exit executive session at 5:04 p.m. Do we have a motion?
Yes, I move to retain the bureau clerk at a salary, annual salary of $120,640, retaining the amount of $300 per month car allowance.
Thank you, Ms. Thank you, Assemblymember McKee. Is there any objection? Hearing and seeing none, the motion passes unanimously. We're now on the next item, which is mayor, assembly, and staff comments. So the mayor isn't here. Does anybody have any comments they would like to make?
Mr. Welcome Manager. Back, Lonnie.
Okay. Hearing and seeing. Oh, Madam Clerk, if you would like to make a comment, please do.
I just wanted to thank the Assembly for the evaluation. It was appreciated. Thank you.
Okay. There's nothing else. There's no objection. We'll adjourn at 5:05 p.m.